All right, let's turn now to news in the U.S. relationship with Iran. The Trump administration's so-called maximum pressure campaign faced a test on the island of Gibraltar today, and the administration may have lost a round. So Gibraltar, the British territory, has been holding an Iranian tanker that U.K. authorities seized in July, reportedly at the request of the United States. This increased tensions between Iran, the U.S., and Europe. And it came, of course, after the U.S. withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal and reimposed tough economic sanctions. Iran responded by slowly starting to ramp up its nuclear program. So as for this Iranian tanker, well, today a court in Gibraltar has ordered the Iranian ship to be released. And NPR's Joanna Kakissis has been following all of this from Istanbul and joins us. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, David.
All right, let's start from the beginning here. Just remind us, if you can, why this Iranian ship was seized in the first place.
So this ship, it's called the Grace One. It was transiting through the Mediterranean when the British Royal Marines impounded it off the coast of Gibraltar on July 4th. The ship was carrying more than 2 million barrels of Iranian crude, and Britain claims this oil was headed to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions. Then a couple of weeks later, Iran retaliated. Armed Iranian commandos seized a British tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. That amped up the conflict. And so U.S. and British warships started patrolling the Persian Gulf to defend tankers and other commercial ships.
All right. So take us to the decision today from this court in Gibraltar. What are they doing?
So the Gibraltar Supreme Court decided to release the Grace One and its crew today, and they did so despite a last-minute request Gibraltar said it received from the U.S. Department of Justice to seize this Iranian tanker. Gibraltar says that, you know, it and Britain want to de-escalate tensions with Iran, and the release of the ship is some proof of that. Meanwhile, the Iranian ambassador in London accused the U.S. of trying to stop the release. The ambassador, Hamid Bayadinejad, tweeted that the U.S. has now faced a, quote, miserable defeat.
Hmm. So where does this go from here? If some are saying the U.S. faced a defeat, it looks like this ship is being released, which could, in theory, de-escalate things. I mean, what happens now, do you think?
Well, you know, the question now is whether Iran will release the British-flagged oil tanker it's been holding since July 19th. And another question is whether this Iranian tanker that's just been released, the Grace One, can it sail and impede it? Or can the U.S. or even another European country impound the ship elsewhere, you know, say when it, you know, tries to sail through the Mediterranean back to Iran? You know, what transpires now will be important in seeing whether tensions in the Persian Gulf will subside. We've seen tankers attacked and seized. We've seen drones brought down or shot down by Iran and the U.S. And so, you know, the U.S. is determined to keep the pressure on Iran.
Okay, and just restating the news we're covering here, this Iranian tanker, according to a court in Gibraltar, will be released. We'll see if that de-escalates some of the tensions we've been seeing with these tankers on both sides being seized. That's NPR's Joanna Kakissis, who is covering this news for us in Istanbul. Joanna, thanks so much. We appreciate it, as always.
You're welcome, David.